And what happened next? Cumbling Michael scratched his wrist. He'd recently got his extra grade because he'd finally managed to catch a disfiguring but harmless skin disease.
Mr. Carrot was in there about 2 minutes, my lord. Then they all come running out, right? And they...
Who were they? Said Rust. He fought off an urge to scratch his own arm.
There was Carrot and Vimes... And a dwarf and a zombie and all of them, my lord. They ran all the way to the docks, my lord, and Vimes saw Captain Jenkins, and he said...
Ah, Captain Jenkins, this is your lucky day.
The captain looked up from the rope he was coiling. No one likes being told it's their lucky day. That sort of thing does not bode well. When someone tells you it's your lucky day, something bad is about to happen.
It is? He said. Yes, because you have an unrivalled opportunity to aid the war effort.
I have?
And also to demonstrate your patriotism, Carrot added.
I do?
We need to borrow your boat, said Vimes.
Bugger off.
I'm choosing to believe that was a salty nautical expression meaning why certainly, said Vimes.
Captain Carrot?
Sir?
You and Detritus come and look behind that false partition in the hold, said Vimes.
Right, sir, said Carrot, walking towards the ladder.
There's no false partition in the hold, snapped Jenkins, and I know the law, and you can't...
There was a crash of timber from below.
If that wasn't a false partition, our Carrot's gone and knocked a hole in the side, said Vimes calmly, watching the captain.
I know the law too, said Vimes. He drew his sword.
See this, he said, holding it up. This is military law. And military law is a sword, not a two-edged sword. There's only one edge, and it's pointing at you. Found anything, Carrot?
Carrot appeared over the edge of the hold. There was a crossbow in his hand.
I do declare, said Vimes, but that looks to me like a burly and strong in the arm Viper Mark III, which kills people but leaves buildings standing.
There's crates and crates of stuff, said Carrot.
"There's no law," Jenkins began, but he sounded as if the bottom was dropping out of his world.
"You know, I think there probably is some law against selling weapons to the enemy in times of war," said Vimes.
"Of course there might not be.
Tell you what," he added brightly, "why don't we all go along to Sartor Square? It's full of people around this time, all very keen on the war and cheering our brave lads. Why don't we go along and put it to them? You told me I ought to listen to the voice of the people. Odd thing, ain't it? You meet people one at a time, they seem decent, they got brains that work, and then they get together and you hear the voice of the people and it snarls.
That's mob rule.
Oh, no, surely not, said Vimes. Call it democratic justice.
One man, one rock,
Detritus volunteered. Jenkins looked like a man afraid the world was about to drop out of his bottom. He glared at Vimes and then at Carrot and saw no help there.
"Of course you'd have nothing to fear from us," said Vimes, "although you might trip on your way down the stairs to the cells."
"There's no stairs down to your cells. Stairs can be arranged."
"Please, Mr. Jenkins," said Carrot, the good cop.
"I wasn't taking the weapons to Clatch," Jenkins said slowly, as if he was reading the words very painfully off some interior script. "I had, in fact, bought them to donate them to..."
Yes, yes, said Vimes.
Our brave lads, said Jenkins.
Well done, said Carrot.
And you'd be happy to, Vimes prompted,
and I'd be happy to lend my boat to the war effort, said Jenkins, sweating.
A true patriot, said Vimes.
Jenkins writhed.
Who told you there was a false panel in the hold? He demanded.
It was a guess, right?
Right. Said Vimes.
Aha! I knew you were only guessing.
Patriotic and clever, said Vimes. Now, how'd you make this thing go fast?
Lord Rust tapped his fingers on the table.
What did he take the boat for?
Dunno, my lord, said Cumbling Michael, scratching his head.
Damn! Did anyone else see them?
Oh, there weren't many people around, my lord.
That's a small mercy, at least.
Just me and foul old Ron and the Duckman and Blind Hugh and Ringo Eyebrows and No Way Jose and Sidney Lopsides and that bastard Stooley and Whistling Dick and a few others, my lord.